بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبي الرحمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعاشروهن بالمعروف، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: تزوجوا الودود الولود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected friends, elders, brothers, mothers and sisters that are listening over the receivers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us a group as human beings that we can't live on our own. No person can build an island and he says, I'm going to love you. Each one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us sociable people. We have to speak with people, we have to interact with people, we have to love with people. And as we love and we grow and we mix with people, there are interactions that are going to happen, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. The greatest interaction that a person will ever have in life is the interaction that a person will have with his wife. And the greatest interaction that a woman will always have is the interaction that a woman will have with her husband. This interaction is such a deep interaction, is such a lovable interaction, is such an amazing interaction that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when you make nikah, then half of your iman is completed. It's obviously true, your whole life is gone, but that's a separate issue. When you make nikah, half of your iman is complete. Because that woman you're marrying completes your iman. That is why if you want to become a full Muslim, marry two wives. But that, let me go, the woman don't need this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this institution of nikah. And this institution of nikah is an amazingly lovable, compassionate, amazing nikah that you're talking about. Manana, they say when you talk like that, we think you're talking of something in another generation, not in Maraisburg. Maraisburg nikahs and marriages are not like that. On Berkeley, we don't love one another. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has kept us such an amazing bond that even as a man said, Nikhilni, he got no money with him at all, he can still give sadaqah. How's that if he's married? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you just take one morsel of food and you just put it in your wife's mouth, it is a charity for you. It's a great ibadah. Imagine if you take it and you give her one kajur while she's roza, when she's breaking her roza. You give her, you say, my wife, you take from my hands and you eat. Imagine you break roza with a kajur which is sunnah and you give sadaqah at the same time. How much of love has Allah not put in marriages? But what's the difficulty is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He creates any ibadah of worship, then whatever it's meant to do, if you don't do it in that way, the opposite happens. So if you don't read your namaz correctly, whatever reward and benefit of namaz was supposed to be, you'll have the adverse effect, the same harm will come to you. Zakat was supposed to take away the anger of Allah. But if you don't give your zakat properly, it will bring the anger of Allah. Marriage was supposed to be bring love, muhabbat, affection and compassion. But if you don't love the right way, then that same marriage will become difficult, hardship, problems, fighting. Everything will happen if you don't love your life according to that marriage. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our spouse. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have created from you, from amongst your own, your spouse. And what is one of the objectives of this? The objectives of a spouse is, it is one of the signs of the oneness of Allah. If you want to know how Allah is one, just look at your wife and say, where this woman was, where I was. Where are we after so many years of marriage? Then you'll realize that there is Allah that got you all together. And there is Allah that kept you all together. And there is Allah that made you all love together. It is a sign of Allah. If you look at your wife, you're supposed to understand that there is an Allah. That is merciful. That is what Allah has created. Min anfusikum. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a partner from amongst the human beings. I was sitting in the masjid one day, and my friend was next to me. So his phone rang. So naturally we both looked at his phone because it rang in the masjid. So when he picked it up, it was written there, dragon. So I said, gee, my wife. So when he finished, I said, dragon? I said, Morana, that one, when she speaks, she only spit fire. So I kept it her name like that. I said, no, you mustn't do that. Call her. He said, Morana, all the woman folk can change. My one, she can't change. So Allah has given us woman folk that are there to perfect our iman as a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So that you may live with her. You may find, you know when you, a house in Arabic is called sakan. You know some place where you stay, some place where you find a piece of living, some place where you are, that is where what is called a house. You may have that sukoon, that peace, that contentment, that ease when you go home. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have created mawaddat, love and mercy from amongst you. So this aspect of marriage is a very important aspect. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was discussing divorce, in the second juz of the Holy Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an order that we as husbands have to fulfill. Just tell me, are the women listening? So I know how to balance it. They're listening. So we'll balance the scale both ways. Otherwise when you go home, you're in problem today. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the men, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That you as men need to live with your wives in a very amicable, pleasant, lovable way. But this whole conversation was taking place. This order is taking place when husband and wife are getting divorced. الطلاق مرتان فيمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح. In that hold, Allah is saying وعاشروهن بالمعروف. Stay with your wives and deal with them in a very lovable, affectionate way. When you are getting divorced, how much must you love them when you're happy with them? How much must you be good to them when you are having a normal marital relationship? It is so important, friends, to be good to them that it falls part of the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do you know it's so important for us? This aspect of nikah and marriage is it's an amazing aspect. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they were returning on a journey. So Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was a sahabi. He was rushing home. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Jabir, you're rushing easy. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I just got married now lately. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Abikran am thayyiba. Jabir, was it somebody that was married before? Is she a virgin? So he said, no, Nabi alayhi salam, she was married before. I married a person who was already, she waited before her husband passed away. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Jabir, halla bikran. تُلَاعِبُهَا وَتُلَاعِبُكُ تُضَاحِكُهَا وَتُضَاحِكُ. Why you never take a nice young virgin girl? You should love, smile with her. She should smile with you. You should be happy with her. She should be happy with you. You should take somebody young, Jabir. Why you went for elderly? Said, O Nabi of Allah, the reason I went for somebody who was more elderly was the fact that I have few siblings, my parents have passed on. I needed somebody with being my wife that could be able to mother my sisters. And hence I went for somebody that is a bit more elderly. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Asabta ya Jabir. Well, what that you have done is correct. But the aspect that Nabi alayhi salam was telling us, that when you get married to somebody who is naturally happy. And also you must be happy in your marriage. And in the same way, you must be somebody that can make her laugh and she must be somebody that can make you laugh. You mustn't always be serious in your marriage. You know the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had two totally different ways of dealing with people. One is when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was general public and when he was in at home. So if you ask Sahaba, how was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would say, دائم الفكر والحزان. Whenever you looked at the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was worried, he was concerned, he was always You know, he always had this fikr in him because he had the concern of the whole ummah al-qiyamah. Their guidance is in my hands. So he was always worried. But when you would go home and you would ask our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, how was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, kana dhahakan bassama. Kana dhahakan bassama. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always smiling at home. He was always happy at home. He was always making jokes and being jovial at home. We, when we go home, I told one uncle, and uncle, you do me one favor. He said, okay, Morana, what is it? I said, you smile, I'll pay for the operation. He said, you don't ever smile. You must be happy. I said, if you like this, yeah, imagine what happens when you go home. Friends, you know, to smile is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You'll be amazed how many problems will only get resolved if you smile. You know, one Morana was giving a bayan. It was in Arabic. So he said, husbands, I want to give you an advice. And listen to it. It's worked for me and whoever I told, it's worked for them also. He said, when you go home and your wife is shouting and she's nagging and she's squealing and she's grumping, just hug her. And the more she swears you, you hug a little bit more tightly. And when she looks at you, don't answer, just smile. After everything is over, you'll find naturally she'll find me more inclined to you. We, Ibakhan Nochma. I come no echandi by my friend. When you finish, you call me. Tell her when your mother is better, you come send me a message. Friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us this great advices. And in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. We are complete believers that every aspect of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect. So what was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his marriage? Let us take a few examples. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was sitting in Medina Munawwara. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, one lady knocked at the door. So Nabi alayhi salam said, that is my Khadija's sister. She knocks like Khadija knocks. Now Khadija radiallahu anha passed away many years before that. So Nabi alayhi salam got happy, my Khadija's sister is here. She got everyone, come open, open, bring the things. So Aisha radiallahu anha said, how long are you going to go with this Khadija? Khadija, she's gone, how long are you going to remember? Allah gave you 9 in return, make shukr for that. You only worried of Khadija, Khadija, you just speak of... He said, Aisha, innaha kanat wa kanat. Aisha, don't speak of my Khadija like that. Aisha, don't speak of my Khadija like that. To the extent Aisha radiallahu anha would say, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start speaking of Khadija, he would never stop speaking about the good of Khadija. And he would only make dua for Khadija. My Khadija was like this. My Khadija was like that. My Khadija was like that. He would never stop speaking good about Khadija radiallahu anha. And thereafter, Aisha radiallahu anha says, then he would make dua for Khadija. And he would not stop making dua for Khadija radiallahu anha. He would say, when there was no one with me, my Khadija supported me. When I had no money, my Khadija gave me money radiallahu anha. That was the bond. Aisha radiallahu anha would say, O Nabi of Allah, Allah had blessed you with so many women. And to the extent Allah had blessed you with a virgin wife, but yet you would remember Khadija. Nabi alayhi salam would say, O Aisha, don't ever talk ill of my Khadija to me. Don't. This is a bond. This is a marriage. That even after she passes away, you still reflect on the good times that you had with your wife. That is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when it came to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Every marriage is going to have ups and downs. Every marriage is going to go through turbulence. Every marriage is going to happen to the extent whereby you're going to be having places, issues, situations in life where you're going to have words with your wife and your wife is going to have words with you. Friends, what do we do in these circumstances? The first thing when a person is having any difficulty in his marriage in any way, Allah has not given us any permission to be physically abusive to our spouse. And this I mean the husband to the wife and the wife to the husband, both sides. I say that, one day I was at the Jamiat office. So, one lady came in and she had thick goggles like that. You know those big guma guma sunglasses. So she walked in, few of us were sitting there. So she took out her sunglasses like this. And she had two big, big blue eyes. So we all got up and we all walked away. We all knew something hectic happened here. So she said, I need to speak to a marriage counselor. Now who to take the case? You know that someone hit someone in the marriage. So no one was there, so they told me, you must take the case. I said, alright, I have to help the lady. But you know you're in for the long haul. So the lady sits down. She's better and she's bruised. So I said, auntie, how are you? It wasn't Ramadan. Can I offer you a glass of water? Are you okay? Is everything well? So what did your husband do to me? She said, my husband never done nothing to me. So I'm like more shocked. You want a marriage counselor? You bruise in so many ways, but your husband never hit you. So I realized there's something I just need to keep quiet and I need to let her talk because I'm going to get myself in a problem unnecessarily. So I said, okay, lady, what happened? She says, Maulana, my son-in-law hit me. I said, Inna lillahi. So now I'm trying to probe. So I said, where's your son-in-law? He said, Maulana, my son-in-law is in hospital. So I asked, what happened? So he's got a broken spine. I threw him down the balcony. I said, auntie, do me a favor. You and your son-in-law go to the police and you resolve your issue. It's not a husband and wife issue. To that extent, we are fighting in our marriages. The first thing, Allah has not given no person any permission to physically abuse their spouse in any way. You don't have the permission to hit her or beat her up. You don't have the permission to abuse her. And likewise, she doesn't have the permission to abuse you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would do the world for his wives. Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu were going. And they were going on a campaign. And as they were returning, the necklace of Aisha radiallahu anha got missing. Our example, she can't find the keys. Everyone goes through this. We're going, where's the keys? You had it last. I told you, my darling, when you finish, hang the keys by the key holder. Simple. She never, whenever you're going out, and you're late, and you have a meeting, she will not find the keys. It's a standard thing in all marriages. So Aisha, Nabi alayhi salam stopped. Told Sahaba, Ma Aisha radiallahu anha, she has lost her necklace. Look for her necklace. They started looking and looking. They can't find the necklace. Till it got delayed. And they were not supposed to have stopped there, so there was no water there. So Sahaba come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, O Nabi of Allah, there is no water. And Nabi alayhi salam, he was resting on the lap of Aisha radiallahu anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he walks into the tent. So he sees that Nabi alayhi salam is resting, but he's raging because he's the father. My daughter, you stopped the whole army for one necklace. The wife say, you know, husband, you better listen to this. Nabi alayhi salam stopped the whole army for one necklace. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he's poking his wife. Can't you see? The whole army is going and only one necklace. I'll buy you another one. But no, Nabi alayhi salam stopped. So after a while, Sahaba come to Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, we have no water to make wudu, we have no water to drink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the verses of tayammum. That if you do not find water, فَإِلَّمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. And if you find sand or dust, then you make tayammum. But the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the extent of actually stopping the entire army to look for one necklace that his wife had misplaced. Friends, many a times your wife will send you shopping. You can come with a whole truck. But if she told you that the recipe said you must buy Heinz mayonnaise and you bought another name, you didn't do what she told you. Even, but the recipe said you must not buy this name mayonnaise. How are, my wife, it's mayonnaise. But that's not what the recipe said. We all go through it, friends. If you have patience with that lady that is in your house, it is hoped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have patience with you when you leave this world. Aisha radiallahu anha and the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared a very close bond. Now all these ahadith I am telling you was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. Right? That is when whatever I'm going to tell you now happened in Medina. Nabi alayhi salam left Makkah Mukarramah at the age of 53. He passed away at the age of 63. So all these hadith mentioned of after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at the age of 50. Because some people say, Mawlana, you gave the bayan, but now the beard is white, what are we going to do? No, Nabi alayhi salam was romantic with his wife, especially Aisha radiallahu anha, after the age of 50. Few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha would say that the month of Ramadan would come. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be in i'tikaf. He would be in the masjid. The house of Aisha radiallahu anha was such, like you have this door here. Behind the door would be the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. As you opened it, you would enter the masjid. That was how her house was. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sit, Aisha radiallahu anha would take oil and she would malish the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in i'tikaf. Aisha radiallahu anha would say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would indulge and kiss me very deeply even while we were fasting. You don't do that, you might have to give kafara. But Aisha radiallahu anha and the Nabi of Allah, even past the age of 50, they would often kiss one another. How many times you leave the house, you don't even make salam. Make it a habit, every time you leave the house, you would physically hold your wife, hug her once and kiss her on the cheek and then go. You might never know when you're not coming back to that house again. Another sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would leave the house and in return, the first thing that he would do, he would use a miswak. Friends, when we walk in, then you want to kiss your darling wife, that is not something which is appropriate. The greatest thing that we are lacking in our marriages is physical hygiene. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you would ask Sahaba, they would tell you that when Nabi alayhi salam would pass a particular alley or a particular street, they would know the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed the street because of the fragrant smell that would emanate from that street. That is how they would recognize the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed a certain place. Or if he would put his hand on somebody's head, they would smell it and they would know that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had touched this particular individual. That is how sweet was the perspiration of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would use perfume when he would go to his wives. He would use itar when he would go to his wives. The women folk that are listening, before your husband comes home, come out of that onion clothing. You are sitting all day and you are cooking, now when you come home, it's full of onions. Now even when he sees you, you are right my darling, you are from five. No, before he comes home, make sure you have had a shower, make sure you have welcomed him, and make sure that the two of you all share a quiet moment after not seeing each other for the entire day. This is something which we don't do anymore. You hug your child, you kiss your grandchild, you make sure your children are okay. But the husband and wife, assalamu alaikum, alaikum salam, you need bread or milk? I'm coming, I'm going for namaz. No, when you come home, first you see to your wife. The whole day she's been away, you've also been away. Temptation was both ways. The minute you come home, the first person you meet is the mother of your children, if she is your wife. And thereafter you hug her, you pet her, you tell her you love her, then you see to the children. This will also make the children realize the importance of the mother. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anh comes home from a long journey. And as he comes home, his wife tells all the neighbors, you don't tell Abu Talha nothing, you keep quiet, you don't speak to him, you let him come home. What had transpired? Abu Talha radiallahu anh, his son had passed away. And after his son had passed away, he was a young child. So Abu Talha radiallahu anh comes home, and the house is smelling of candles. And the wife, she is dressed up to kill. And as she comes home, she hugs, how are you my husband? I'm okay. She says, how is our little baby? وَأَسْكَنَ مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ He is at more peace he is now than he was previously. So Abu Talha is happy. Oh my husband, come let's eat a meal together. Now they've eaten a meal together. Have you eaten well? He said, come we go to the bedroom now. And as he is walking, there's this rose. I'm just paraphrasing. There's this rose petals that are going towards the bedroom. And as he enters, the light is off, but the candles on the room are smelling nice. And as she comes off, she takes out the abaya, and there's this beautiful thing he sees. They enjoy the bed together, they are sitting. The husband is, he ate well, he's enjoyed his physical need. Now husband and wife start chatting. Said, oh my husband, tell me something, I want to ask you a question. Now at that time, which husband can refuse? He said, tell me, if someone borrowed you something and they want it back, do you have to give it to them back? He says, yeah, you have to give it to them. Where are you going to, oh my wife? He said, no, just answer me. He said, yes, if somebody has given you something, and then they ask, they have borrowed it to you, and they're asking, you have to give it back, you can't keep it. He says, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala borrowed our son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken our son back. Now that is what you call a wife. Just count which minute when you download the recording, say, my wife, you just listen to that part of the bayan. That she understands the temperament of her husband. That now my husband will be hungry, he's going to have a need. When he is settled, I will then tell him my mother is coming for Eid. Then he'll appreciate it. So timing is of importance. The way we do things in our marriages is of utmost importance. And don't ever think you're going to have a marriage which is problem free. Remember, life will always give you difficult times. How you react will decide whether you are a better person or a better person. Life is always going to give you difficult times. You know, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salam, coming from the battle of Bani Mustalaq. And as he is returning, people start accusing his wife Aisha radiallahu anha of having an affair, na'udhu billah. For 1 month they accused her. Continuously, it was the talk of the town. In the morning you get up, you look at your phone, blue tick, what you see? New news about the affair, na'udhu billah. So whenever Nabi alayhi salam would go home, you said, Aisha, are you okay? Do you need anything? She said, no, and life would carry on. For 1 month, while the allegations were going on, Aisha radiallahu anha never even knew that people were talking about her. Until one day when she was going to relieve herself, that time they would go right in the outskirts. And one lady fell and she cursed her son. So Aisha radiallahu said, you fell here and you're cursing your son? He says, don't you know what my son is doing and what he is saying against you? He said, no, what he is saying? He said, my son is actually making this allegations against you. Immediately Aisha radiallahu anha got hot flashes. What are people saying about me? She comes home. She said, O Nabi of Allah, I want to go by my father. Now the news has broken. Now put this into context how you and I will respond. So Nabi alayhi salam says, oh Aisha, you can go to your father. So now Aisha radiallahu anha is at her father's place. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes home. And now the discussion starts. So he said, oh Aisha, these what people are making allegations against you. If you've done anything wrong, you ask Allah to forgive you, and Allah is most merciful, He'll definitely forgive you. And if you've not done anything wrong, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somehow or the other, He will reveal your chastity. So Aisha radiallahu anhu looks at her father, said, oh my dear, you answer. She said, I must answer in front of the Nabi. I can't do that, Aisha. It's your problem, you resolve it. So she looks at her mom and says, Mommy, you answer. She said, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I must answer, that I can't do. So Aisha radiallahu said, well, if I tell you I didn't do it, you're not going to believe me. And if I tell you I did it, you're going to believe me. But I didn't do it. I'll keep quiet. Allah will reveal something to me. So while they're having this discussion, then Aisha radiallahu anha sees the Nabi of Allah said, he starts perspiring. It's a cold winter's day. So now the three of them realize that Aisha radiallahu anha, her mother and her father, that now revelation is descending upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they've realized that, they're all anticipation. What is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to tell us? So when Nabi alayhi salam, the revelation stops, and Nabi alayhi salam, clear tidings, O Aisha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed your chastity. And in the ruku of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the entire incident. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anha speaks to his daughter. Oh my daughter, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the one that played the role in your chastity. You go and you be thankful to him. You know when your wife is cross and you're trying to put your hand in her and she pulls it away like that? You all know what I'm saying. She doesn't pull it, she just pulls it to get ready. But anyway. So Aisha, so his father is saying, oh Nabi Aisha, oh Aisha, this is Nabi alayhi salam because of him. He says, when I told him, he never listened to me. Now when Allah told him, all of us, I must be grateful to him. I'll be grateful to Allah. He never believed me. This is Aisha radiallahu anha telling the Nabi of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, if it wasn't for me, it'd be for Ekka. You know, no, nothing like that, friends. Nabi alayhi salam understands the sensitivity of the time. It's now for me to keep quiet. I don't need to say anything. Allah has revealed it. The matter is resolved. It's a petty issue in the big scheme of things. It's a petty issue in the broader aspect of things. Why must I now bring up this one aspect? So just as the fight was about to end, you said something that now the fight starts again. Or she said something. Nabi alayhi salam realized, if I'm going to retaliate, it's going to be another argument. Nabi alayhi salam kept quiet, the entire issue was resolved, and once again, normality went back. But that is when they were actually experiencing an allegation of Nabi of Aisha radiallahu anha having an affair. At that time, if they were so civil, imagine how civil they must have been in the happy occasions. Aisha radiallahu anha, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawlana told me till 20 past. I've passed my time 5 minutes. Give me another 4 minutes, by half past inshallah, I will conclude. Aisha radiallahu anha and the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are going with Sahaba on a campaign. Nabi alayhi salam told Sahaba, you all carry on forward, me I'll catch up with you later. So all of them are gone. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Aisha, let's race. So from here till there is quarter mile. Oh Nabi, I'm paraphrasing. So he said, okay, we'll race from here till there. So the first time they raced, Nabi alayhi salam came out first. So Aisha always had this in the back of the mind, my husband beat me. So again, one day they were going, there was no one there. So again, Aisha radiallahu said, O Nabi of Allah, now let's race. Nabi alayhi salam was a bit elderly, he was at the latter part of his life. So Aisha, oh, let's race. Now when they raced, Aisha radiallahu anha came out first. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Fatilka batilka. Aisha won one, last goal wins. Aisha radiallahu anha said, but after that, not long after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on, and we didn't have the opportunity to race for a third time. Now here is the Nabi of Allah Sallam. Jibreel alayhi salam is coming with revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking him by his arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving revelation. The angels are coming to him in the battle. He is such a great Nabi, but he is having races with his wife. Friends, what stops us from having a good moment with our wives? When was the last time you done something solely for your wife whereby there was no benefit afterwards for you? One day I was giving a Jummah Bayan. So I told the wives, I told the husbands there, I said, do me one favor. Now when you're going home, you probably pass a shop or pass somebody, take a bunch of roses, buy it for your wife and you take it home. So one of my friends, he was sitting there in a corner. He looked at me like that. He just, I said, okay, after Namaz, he'll sort me out. He said, Moz, me, I got no medical aid. I said, oh, what are you going to do with my Jummah Bayan? Yet if I take a bunch of roses today, my wife will have a heart attack. Not once in my 30 years marriage did I give her any rose. If I take it, she'll want to know what I done wrong. She'll want to know when's the nikah of the second one. She'll doubt me till I tell her something. I've never taken a rose for my wife. I said, 30 years I've never given my wife a rose. Friends, every now and then, take a small hadiah for your wife. It's sometimes take a rose. Sometimes take a chocolate. And when the children are gone to Nana's house and Oma and Opa's house, you don't take a Cadbury's, take a Ferrero or a Raffaello or a Lud. Don't go buy this, you buy now the Cadbury's. No, you take something nice and you go. And when it's a quiet moment, don't just give it to her, then you make mouth to mouth. And then you see how Allah gives you love in your relationship. You do for each other, friends. When was the last time you done something for your wife? When was the last time you gave a gift to your wife? When was the last time you sat down and you just acknowledged the beauty and the goodness and the wonderful thing of your wife? Even if you lie, is no problem. Time is up, Musa. Inshallah. We'll speak some other time. Time is up, inshallah. One last incident and we conclude. Muaz radiallahu anhu, he was a sahabi. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would go and collect zakat. And people would give him, Muaz, this is for zakat, this is a hadiah for you. And they would give him some hadiah or the other. So when he would come home, he would get something and he would say, you know what, my wife, I went to take imtihan, I went for a conference and they gave me this lovely bag, this bag is for you. And that happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, comes the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. So Muaz radiallahu anhu goes on an expedition, but it was a bit of a hit and run one. It was a quick expedition. He just needed to collect. He had a lot of other responsibilities. So when he came home with nothing. Now the first time he's gone and he came back with nothing. So the wife said, where's the gifts? He said, no, this time I had somebody that was supervising me. She said, supervising you? In the time of Nabi Sallam, there was no one. In the time of Abu Bakr, now Umar came and he sent someone to supervise you. He realized he was in a problem. When you in a problem, you will say anything to get out of the problem. And to get out of that problem is sometimes bigger. So he realized, but he stuck to his guns. No, I had somebody supervising me. So she went to the wives of Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Says Umar, what's wrong? Whatever the wife of Umar radiallahu anha's name was, said, what's the problem with your husband? Doesn't he trust my husband? Doesn't he know my husband? Nabi alayhi salam's time when nothing happened, Abu Bakr radiallahu anha's time nothing happened. Now all of a sudden your husband must send somebody to supervise. Now you must do an audit. So now Umar comes home. Umar is in trouble. He said, how, don't you trust Muaz? How can you do that? So what did I do? So okay, I'll speak to Muaz when I go Isha time. Just before after Tarawih and Muaz finishes everything, I'll speak to him. As an example. So Umar radiallahu and Muaz radiallahu, they're having in a corner of the masjid, they're having a conversation. Muaz, what did I do to you now? You're causing problems in my marriage. Paraphrasing. So no. Muaz said, oh Umar, please forgive me, man. I was in a problem, man. You see, I went this time and I never wanted to take anything. I just went, I done what I had to do and I came back. And now when my wife asked me, I was like in a corner. So I just took your name. He said, Umar, now what do we do? Now we're both in a problem. So say Umar, I said, no problem. He took out some money. He said, go buy for your wife something expensive and give it to her. Let's just bury this whole story here and now. You don't tell her what happened. I don't tell her. Between you and I, we just sort out the whole issue. Friends, we're all going to have problems in our marriage. We're all going to have difficulties in our marriage. But at every given time, just make sure, number one, you don't opt for talaq as your first step. Number two, you know you have a cell phone. It's a smartphone. You need to charge it every day. You need to make sure you have data all the time. Because if you don't, that cell phone is not worth anything. And you don't look after the cell phone. Sometimes, you know, you see a guy, he's got a cell phone, the screen is cracked, but he's using it, he's happy with it. He can see his messages, but he's alright. It's punning, Morana, why must I go change it now? Sometimes you'll have some cracks in your marriages. You don't throw the marriage away, you just fix the problem up. And if you can do that, inshallah, you will find an amazement how happy husband and wife can be in a relationship, especially after you've had kajur for 6 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Please forgive me if I've said anything untowards. I just thought I'll bring the aspect of nikah in a very beautiful, humorous way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you all happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take away from you all the jealousy and the evil of the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and your wife live in the total happiness. May Allah take away fighting, bad manners, swearing, hitting amongst one another. And may Allah make this the first day of many happy occasions to come. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.